Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Makiel for the topic. Sorry for the mix-up. Hindi ko natanggal yung yesterday's topic center. So it's MC Makiel.
Okay.
Kiel.
Thank you.
Is it MC or Muck? You know, I always get confused with when it starts, when the name starts with an MC.
I'm leaning towards Makiel. Yeah.
Okay.
Parang si MC Koy.
Kasi hindi kasi sometimes it's not, diba, usually you will take the cue from the capitalization.
Yeah.
If it's capital L, M, small c, it's Mc.
But if it's
capital
M,
capital
C,
it's MC. Mm. But sometimes, like I remember we had a rusher who would send in the name. I would say MC. And then yung pala Mc, or was I kept saying Mc,
okay.
Yung pala MC. Basta hindi accurate yung capitalization.
Let us know.
Okay, Makiel. Number 10, new names for Facebook coming from Juice Blank. The Menu. Kasi diba that's how it feels sometimes when you're visiting a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Nakahain na sa'yo lahat ng gusto mong malaman tungkol sa isang tao. Pipili ka na lang. So, for example, you're just interested to know if they're in a relationship or not. So you just go to the about. If you want to see if, you know, their, I don't know, like, birthday, titinan mo sa about. Kung may nililigawan, chichikin mo sa photos. Like, it's all there. Whatever kind of information, you want to know if they're a good employee, makikita mo rin doon. Sa post.
Although, ano ha?
Curated.
Medyo marami-rami na akong nakikita na check out ko yung profile tapos parang walang information.
Walang information.
You can't really see it. Like, especially if you're not friends. You only literally see the profile photo. You can't even see other photos. You can't see who they're friends with.
Hindi, parang ganito. You get to eat depende sa kung ano yung inihain nila.
So, kung
naghain sila ng marami, then yeah, you get a more accurate picture.
Mm-hmm.
Kung inihain nila napaka kuripot,
yeah.
Then you basically settle for crowns.
True that.
Yeah. Number 9, coming from Memski, online album. Let's face it. Parang ano na rin siya. Parang nakita mo na halos lumaki yung mga anak na mga friends mo without ever seeing each other.
Yeah.
Like you get to see the evolution, how their kids have grown, or how their house looks like. Ano ba, nag-dilapidate ba? Na-improve ba? Parang you see the evolution of their lives. Parang
true.
Siyang album.
Even kids you don't want to see.
Yes.
You know, like some people you're not particularly interested in.
Nakikita they just, mo pa rin.
Yeah, when you're friends with them on Facebook, you just see them. Unless you literally hide them from your feed. Diba, pwede mo namang i-unfollow from
true.
Your feed or something.
Natatawa lang ako kasi sometimes, even people I actually don't know. Alam mo yung naging Facebook friends mo lang. Pero,
familiar na tuloy.
But, as in like minsan meron akong comment na, oh my gosh, ang laki na nung anak nila. Like, I remind myself, hindi mo actually kilala sila.
You just
but,
see them.
But right, because I see them so often
yeah.
come out in my feed, I'm like, wow, ang laki na niya.
Because the people who post photos on Facebook are consistent.
Yes.
They're the ones that will always post something new,
right.
Some like when they go on a trip, they post photos. Yun nga, parang ginagawa na nilang album yung Facebook.
The only reason I post regularly on Facebook is because I post regularly on Instagram.
And it's linked to your Facebook
yeah.
account.
And so parang na automatic na siya. And well, actually, no, it's linked to my fan page, but I also posted. Alam mo, naaalala ko na ay ipopost ko na rin sa Facebook ko. So, because it's not a different post. It's the same post. So, literally, I'm just copy-pasting.
My Instagram is also connected to my fan page, but I don't post it on my personal account anymore because it's like double the effort.
No, for me kasi not everyone, like parang... Okay.
Like your personal friends sometimes aren't like following your fan page.
Yes.
So they won't really see your posts. So
sa akin kasi Instagram is more like parang as a DJ.
Yeah.
Facebook is more like as a person with friends and like schoolmates. Ganun.
TBH, I only post on Facebook. Specifically the stories feature of Facebook.
Okay.
When I've just become friends with someone I'm kind of interested in or I was interested in.
Okay.
Like kasi kunyari, wala naman siyang Instagram or hindi naman kayo nagpa-followhan sa Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Twitter. Then you, ako, I'm conscious about it. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna post so that person sees me.
Ah.
It's a conscious
and
effort.
And if he's on Facebook.
Or she.
Then that's where you'll post it.
Yeah. Of course. I mean,
hindi, ako kasi I just it's a wide net. I just
kasi yung mga gusto mo naman sa Instagram. May na-follow ka naman
wala naman kakainis mo.
Matagal na bang hindi nagla-like?
Too long.
Oh.
Number 8 from Maxim De Winter. New names for Facebook, online mall. Kung ano-ano na binibenta eh. Pero yung mga tao, di naman bumibili, tingin-tingin lang.
FB Marketplace.
It's great. You know how like when it started, people were like, let me skip over this.
Mm.
But now it's like, it's crazy. And the whole ano ah, is that the same as when they do the, yung parang sila Madam Inuts? Yung parang, is that the same? Is that also Facebook? Because I've never actually checked it out. Yung mga nagla-live selling? Or is that, like, separate?
Oh, yeah, well, I see live selling all the time on
So, it's
Facebook.
Just on a regular feed?
Yeah, I think.
Kala ko kasi connected.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure what Madam Inuts does.
No, she's the one na sumikat na...
For live selling?
For live selling. Yung remember na parang nag-viral siya na... Grabe na. Like, pag nagla-live selling siya, umaabot ng millions.
What?
At her peak. Yeah. Like, she's crazy. Like, nakakatuwa kasi siya. Like, alam mo yung parang...
What does she sell?
Alam mo, regular stuff. Like, clothes.
Like, her stuff.
Like, her stuff. Yeah,
oh!
She sells clothes, I think.
Wow.
Na parang, yun nga, na parang for a time, she was like, she went really viral. So now, I'm not sure... Like, do you just do that on your own? On your own live feed?
I think
personal account? Or do you have to go to, like, Marketplace and then do your live there?
Oh, no. I think you can just go live from your account.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just go live. But I do love how sometimes when you are looking for stuff on the popular shopping apps and you can't find them, go to Facebook Marketplace and, you know...
I have never...
More often than not, someone is selling that item.
I should explore that.
Yeah.
No, I really don't because I remember when it was new. Alam mo yung parang the very few times that I checked it out. The first time that it came out, I was like, oh, what's this? That's my Marketplace. When I checked it out, alam mo yung parang... Para siyang thrift shop. Yung mga lumang ganito.
Parang second hand.
Lumang ganyan.
No, they have
like,
new stuff too.
Oh, okay. I should check
You've never
version.
Bought anything from
never.
Facebook Marketplace.
Never.
What place? I have not.
I should check it out.
I've bought baskets from Facebook Marketplace.
Because I'm thinking para siyang ano, initially ha, para siyang classified ads.
Yun. So it's really a mix of second, used goods and new stuff. Depende on what you're looking for, I guess.
Because I'm not a fan of used goods.
Me too.
Goods, so, akala ko mostly ganon. I should check it out.
I'm not sure if mostly ganon ha. Kasi for me, when I used Facebook Marketplace, I was very specific. So I was looking for those, you know, those mga parang basket organizers.
Right.
And I couldn't find anything that I particularly liked on the other apps. So I checked, baka meron doon. And baka it might be faster And true enough, I found na, yeah, may seller doon. And sometimes, they could be the same people selling it on other apps. Kaya lang, pag sa FB Marketplace mo siya binili, mas mabilis because you can just, you know, hire a third party. Yeah. Yeah, have it delivered immediately upon agreement. Like, you just transfer the money and then they send it to you.
I kind of, like, was more active on our Village Viber group. Kasi yun, like, they created one during the pandemic. Parang lahat ng merong mga small businesses.
Yeah.
Tapos yun, everything from like alcohol to groceries to food, mostly food.
And it's faster because it's just,
and it's,
you know,
within
in
the village
area. Yeah.
So like literally, you can walk to any of those sellers and just pick it up.
Ang galing din talaga ng mga nagawa ng mga groups din. And
yeah,
a lot of, I think,
super,
most if not all condos also have,
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Mine included. And yeah, yun, pag nag-order ka, alam mo yung i-deliver pa to your,
exactly,
like to your front door.
Hello, mag-elevator lang sila, in your case. In our case naman, medyo magkokotse ka siguro.
Yeah.
Pero most of the
but
time,
still,
you can just walk it.
Super, yeah, super, yeah, fast.
Number 7, coming from Christer Salvador, new names for Facebook. At a little play on drag den, brag den. Total payabangan lang naman ng mga pinapost.
Oh my god.
Dun.
Mga humble brags
humble
on Facebook.
Brag.
Parang ano, very Kate Beckinsale.
Mm-mm. Diba? Na parang,
I'm so smart. Like,
it's such a
god
problem.
It's such a burden to my career.
My doctor said I'd be better off with 30% less intelligence.
No shade, Kate Beckinsale,
no,
we
no
love
shade
you.
Nakakatawa lang. Number 6 from Camilo. Facebook. Like P-H-A-S-E.
Mm.
Because it shows you the different stages of our lives, good and bad.
Diba nga kaya nauso yung how much have you changed challenge,
yeah,
on Facebook?
Yeah.
Because it's actually fun to look at like the first profile photo you uploaded and your current photo.
Tawan-tawa ako eh. Like, there was that challenge, remember? Like, go to the first photo,
mm-hmm,
you ever posted,
mm-hmm,
and the latest photo, tapos ano mo.
Yeah,
ba?
Yeah, that's the one.
Tawang-tawa ako. The first photo I took that I posted was such a badly cropped. Like, it doesn't follow any official size. Alam mo yung napaka-odd nung,
yeah,
shape.
Yung parang ina.
Kaya nga sabi ko, sino yung kina-crop out
parang
ko dito?
Parang sa PixArt mo ginawa. Yeah. Or one of those apps.
Like, that's a badly, oddly cropped photo.
Alam mo, not just individual phases, but like, when I look at Facebook, I would see our photos, like photos of,
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Like, from when I was new here in RX,
yeah,
and, you know, may mga party pictures tayo na parang very, ano ka pa dun eh.
Ano, parang
boyfriend material. Parang makapagpa-picture nga
yung
with
ako,
me,
yung favorite
Chico
ko,
Garcia.
Yung picture natin na pinost mo. Tapos ako, itsura ko yung parang, wag mo nga, hindi kita ka yung boobs mo.
Oh, the evolution of the photos, I'm telling you. Meron pa tayo yung mga ano, parang magkadikit pa yung face na. Ito yung face mo na may,
siya,
may
oh,
ano ka pa, may eyebrow piercing ka pa.
Jumo-jongkok pa.
Oh my God, jumo-jongkok ka pa. Like yung pictures na, may beer. Parang alam mo yung parang, wow, party photos, party shots.
Oh,
tapos
oh,
parang paiba ng paiba yun.
Tapos ngayon, nag-cha-chaan na lang.
The evolution.
Nagsasambong tina lang tayo. With ensaymada.
I cannot.
From boyfriend material to amiga.
Kumare.
That escalated quick.
Totoo.
That escalated quick.
I mean, if you just looked at Facebook, ha?
Number 5 from Icarus Torrent. Adbook. Puro ads naman yung nasa feed. Well, for
yeah,
me,
I guess.
Yeah, I get it. But for me kasi yung ad thing for me is more like a YouTube/games.
Yeah.
That's where I find it so kind of annoying.
TBH, Instagram ads annoy me more.
Oh, really?
Just because when I'm browsing.
Hardly notice it.
Oh, what? Kasi now they look like regular photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of people you follow.
Yes.
But for me, because I don't follow a lot of people, you know, when I'm scrolling, I know when something pops up and I'm like,
that's not yours.
I don't follow this account.
Yep.
And then I would obviously see that it's a sponsored post. So then I know
what
na,
bothers
lang
me
siya.
Is I find out that I'm following people that I am 100% sure I never followed.
Okay, sometimes
that freaks me out.
No. Sometimes you know how they have yung mga parang funny memes account, yung mga yeah. ganon, and then you follow them from like years back.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos minsan nagre-relaunch sila nung, you know how it's so easy to just delete your whole feed and then change it. Sometimes
oh.
I think people even sell accounts.
I don't know how legal that is.
Like they will make posts that go viral so they'll get a lot of followers, and then when the account has like I don't know, like maybe hundreds of thousands of followers, then they can sell it. So then you can just switch the username. Yeah, and automatically, you have so many followers.
Ang strange kasi about it is, it's not like some big conglomeration or something.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like some random guy or girl with like, alam mo yung photos at home. You, it's not even a well-curated one. And I'm like, I'm 100% sure I didn't follow
Baka
you.
Na-click mo sa IG story. Kasi when you're clicking IG stories, sometimes there's a page that just pops up that has three accounts being suggested to you.
Okay.
For you to follow. And you know, I don't know about you, but I have this habit of pressing or tapping my phone when I'm watching stories.
Oh, no.
To go to the next one.
Here's what I need you to understand. There are basically two accounts that I check on stories. And nothing else.
Oh,
if you open okay. my Instagram and go to stories, it's they're always one and two. One and two. Three and the rest, nag-iiba-iba, but one and two. One and two. One and two.
So there's no need to tap because
I don't really get to watch
okay.
other stories. Yeah.
So okay. Sino si tu? Para si Juan, kilala na namin
kilala
lahat.
Kilala mo si Juan?
Eh.
Sige, kilala nyo rin si Tu.
Oh. Co-host?
Hindi. kilala nyo rin si Tu.
Si Tu?
Number five. Sorry. Yeah, that was Icarus pala. Number four from Archa Aguilar. New names for Facebook. Hello, Stalker's Paradise. Yeah.
Where all the stalkers go.
It's the playground of all the stalkers. Number three from Chenong, TV Pang Troll.
TV Pang Troll!
Sa dami ng mga trolls on Facebook. And number two from Arvs and Carbs, new names for Facebook, Cash Register.
Cha-ching.
Since this website is a very reliable source of receipts.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Hindi siya literal. It's more like receipts.
That's true. A lot of people post rants on Facebook.
Yung ba, parang pa-walk-walk ka ngayon, nakita mo nga tong post mo dati. Ganito, ganyan.
Yeah.
Receipts.
Because I don't think people on Facebook can easily access old posts. Yung mga status mo na status posts mo. Because you're gonna have to keep scrolling, right?
Like,
that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I don't know, something like...
But trolls have a lot of time. They can scroll all day.
I'm sure that's all they do. So.
Iba, no? Like, OG, let's take a stroll in the park. Ngayon naman, let's take a scroll on Facebook.
Ay.
Just keep scrolling and, you know.
You'll find something.
That's how you go down memory lane. And the top new names for Facebook comes from Nero.
Nero says,
cute checker. Pang check kung cute ba talaga IRL yung nakita mo sa TikTok.
Because TikTok usually has a
filter.
Has an automatic filter.
Para na siyang Snapchat.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung, like, you don't really know how they look like anymore.
That's true.
And some of them look, like, a lot of them are attractive, but they look extra
mm-hmm.
attractive.
Yeah, Facebook is the great equalizer because you can easily just go to someone's, like, if you see a friend, tag them.
Yon.
Like, you can just check out that friend's profile, and if it's open to the public, you can actually see more photos.
So, medyo madali mag-investigate.
Yeah.
If you're doing that whole, let me check out the real you.
Let me see what you look like before filters, like early Facebook.
The non-curated you. So there you go. That's what we're doing today. And it will be interesting when they do finally announce what it's going to be called next. And I don't understand this whole explanation of theirs. Yung...
Alin?
Diba yung... Parang multiverse. Ano ba yung ginamit nilang word?
Yeah, yeah,
something
like that.
But they're focusing more on the metaverse or something. Oof. But we'll find out. Just send in all your entries. Twitter.com/RX931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's thank our topic sender, Makiel. Thank you.
Thank you.
New names for Facebook. We are just so interested in what will happen if ever, you know, they do change, and they will change. It's just a matter of time. So curious what the final name will be.
I know, me too.
Diba? Because it's like, yeah.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg is listening and, you know, baka gusto yung kunin yung mga entries.
Mga ideas natin.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Mura lang. Bebenta namin sa'yo, Mark. Number 10 for Maxim De Winter. New names for Facebook. Birthday reminder. Yun na yun. It's an app for birthdays. Wala kang ibang gagawin.
That's true.
And from Nero, Greet Hub. Kasi dito ka bumabati ng birthday.
Greet like, Hub?
Parang very rarely ka na nagigreet ng separately from Facebook. Usually it's more like, oh, you see somebody having a birthday, you just greet there.
Yeah.
Parang you just reserve na lang the personal greetings for like friends, like super close friends, family members. Pero everybody else, pwede na yan, Facebook na lang.
And because most of them naman don't have your number anymore.
Yeah.
These are like maybe friends from grade school.
Mm-mm.
That you don't really communicate with on a regular basis
at
anymore.
Saka ano, friends you don't have one-on-one interactions with even in real life.
Oh, totoo.
Diba? Yung kunyari, yung kilala mo naman, pero kunyari, office mate. Pero wala kayong one-on-one relationship.
Right.
So, yeah, Facebook usually is where you would just greet them.
Kasi, oh, Facebook or Viber, because I think Viber also notifies you when it's someone's birthday, so you randomly get messages from people you haven't heard from in a while.
Exactly. Number 9, coming from Chenong, Itambay.
Yung mga babad sa Facebook.
Mm-mm.
I have to say, I do check Facebook every day, multiple times a day, in fact, but I just really don't post. It's just to scroll when, you know, when there's nothing new on Twitter. Because my go-to is always Twitter. It's probably my most active app, with Instagram being a close second.
Yeah.
Tapos yun, yung Facebook na yung parang pag wala ka nang mahanap dun sa dalawa, you go to Facebook.
Ako naman, I don't read my feed. I don't scroll.
Oh.
Believe it or not, like, I post. Ako medyo baligtad. Like, I post, but I don't. Kasi siguro I would check it to look at, like, who liked my photos. Mga ganon. Ganon lang.
Yung
like,
pag may notifications.
I actually check out the notifications.
Okay. Or like, when you have new friend requests sometimes.
Yeah. Ganon lang. Tapos, if yung kunyari, marami akong fina-follow, usually it's because somebody commented.
Yeah.
Remember, we have one person who always sends us na suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I find it. Not because I actually scroll on my account.
Ang dami kasing kalat on Facebook, so it can get pretty interesting when you scroll on Facebook. Meron at meron kang makikita, oh, what a mess.
Yeah. Pero that's the thing, eh, di ba? Parang minsan kasi ayaw mo rin yun.
Oh yeah, when like, you're trying to avoid stress, I suggest do not open the comment section of like a news post or something like that.
Minsan kasi I'd rather not see it.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ganun rin lang. And also, number 8 from Arvs and Carbs, Invisible Price Marketplace. Kasi ilang beses mo nang sinabi at pinost kung magkano, meron pa rin mag-AHM na talaga sa'yo.
I think anywhere talaga. Even on Instagram, I see that a lot.
Right?
Just people who don't read the details of whatever you post. They just, I don't know, parang automatic. They just post HM.
Kasi parang ano na eh, parang minsan nga mas cute pa yung yung HM po, tapos biglang a few seconds later, ay nakalagay pala, sorry. I mean, at least, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi yung all out talaga, ang tamad-tamad.
And you see multiple, as in sunod-sunod yung comments na HM, HM, HM.
HM, HM.
By initials.
Pero kasi, in the same vein, iritang-irita din ako dun sa, lalo na before, when I was into statue collecting, I hate it when they post the statue.
And they don't post the price.
And they don't post the price.
Tapos, DM.
Tapos, sasabihin, DM. Tapos, yung parang feeling ko lang, are you giving me the same price as the others? Or titignan mo kung sino yung magbabayad ng... Kasi I'd rather that it's very transparent.
Yeah.
Like, this is not an auction. If you want that, there are people who sell, kunyari, collectibles via auction.
Actually...
Like eBay, di ba? Mag-eBay ka. Pero yung nandun ka sa Facebook, pagbebenta ka, be transparent.
Yeah. Actually, in a lot of Facebook groups na parang yung mga selling groups, ganyan. Part yan ng rules. Yung parang you can't post something you're selling without posting the price. Like, it has to be there with the photo.
Yes.
And like the other details.
Super worst experience I've had was I messaged somebody who was selling a statue. He was like, oh, kunyari, ganito. Oh, sige, ano, 100 pesos.
So add sabi ko like parang, 3 more zeros.
So sabi ko, okay, sold. Dibs. I'll get it. Like, okay, cool. Ganyan. So, just, you know, tell me how. Like, how we'll do it. Usually kasi meet up.
Yeah.
Meet up kayo sa Green Hills or whatever. Kasi it's too expensive to have it, like, ship. So, biglang a couple of hours later, biglang nag-message na parang, oh, sorry, ano, sold na pala. And I'm like,
what?
How could you not remember that it was sold? Tapos, I did some sleuthing. Somebody paid for it more.
Oh no!
Siguro sabi niya, ay meron na, may nag-dibs na. O sige, I'll buy it for 200. Ah, okay, it's yours.
Oh man.
That was evil. It's like all out evil.
Alam mo yung, sa'yo na?
Sa akin na eh. Umuo ka na, tsaka, it's not like tumawad ako. I bought it at your price. At the price that you posted.
And you weren't even given that chance to like match the other offer.
And then because here comes another guy who really wanted it, I guess, offered more. Ginawa niyang auction.
But I guess, kunyari din naman na sinabi niya sa'yo, oh, you know what? I know I said, so. What if he was honest? Tapos sinabi niya sa'yo na, oh, I know I said sold na to you, but kasi someone is trying to buy it for this much and I could really use the extra money.
Well,
what would you do? What would you have said?
Depends on the item. Kasi there are some that I've been really looking for like 300 years and sobrang, sobrang, sobrang gusto ko siya. Makikipag-outbid ako.
Okay.
But if it's like a regular thing na parang like I just saw it and I felt like I wanted it, I'd probably be just like, eh, okay, kanya na.
Would you appreciate the heads up, though?
Of course.
Like, the honesty?
Yes. Kasi for me, parang like, in the first place, it wasn't an auction.
Yeah.
Diba? Sa akin, for me, it's so... Sabi, nagbenta ka na eh. Dito yun yung price na binigay mo eh. So at the very least, tell me that somebody's offering more. Kasi I'd understand if I were the seller.
I agree.
Sa bagay, no? Mas malaki yung inaano niya, pero...
TBH.
Beep man lang.
Ako, if I were to sell something, siguro if a friend already said dibs, tapos nag-agree na ako, tapos I get another offer, I would find it very difficult to say, I sold na pala. Like, or I'm selling it to someone else who's paying more. But if it were a complete stranger... I would still feel bad, but maybe I would... There is a bigger chance that I would grab the bigger offer.
Pero, di ba, like, kasi itong like all-out lie, eh. I sold na pala.
Tsaka ang weird, kasi may plans na to meet up and all that.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
And number 7, coming from Simply Nedge, The Pabida Book. Hindi naman sila Jollibee, pero laging pabida. Kahit hindi naman totoong masayo.
All those happy photos. Yeah. Those are all fake smiles.
And number six from the Super Malice guy, Fighters Arena. Pati si Arvs and Carbs sent in something similar. Lahat naman doon nag-aaway, di ba? Lalo na sa comment section. So it's almost like entering like a gladiator's arena.
It really is. And for someone like me, I am a Libra. So alam mo yon, I really don't like conflict.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I see both sides
in the argument.
Most things, yeah. I always see your side and, you know, the other side. So, parang natatawa na lang ako minsan. Nasa-stress ako, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my God. Gusto ko yung pag-umpugin. Alam mo yung ganun yung feeling? Nakakagigil. It's so annoying.
And number six from the Super Malice guy. Yeah, that was Super Malice guy. Arch Aguilar, number five. Fake look. Hindi fake book. Diba? That was our example. Siya, fake look. Kasi madami kang ang pictures. Lot filter. Like ano, my time in picture. Favorite ni Hazel.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I would have it framed. Like, guys, you know what? Let me repost. I was already thinking that earlier. Ay, parang gusto ko ilagay ito sa stories ko. Kasi ang ganda.
Tsaka, di ba, ang fabulous.
It's been a series of yes. of Halloween time-in photos from Chico
yep.
and our GC.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, yung unang-una niya actually, medyo nagalit ako kasi natakot ako.
Natakot siya, guys.
Natakot talaga. I wasn't expecting it.
Mm-mm.
And it's very unlike you. Yun eh. Yung parang halo. So ngayon, yeah. Medyo nasanay na ako.
At saka gumaganda na.
Paiba ng paiba yung peg eh. Minsan scary.
Minsan
fab.
Ito pang ano eh. Pang.
Ito the best.
Pang finale yan eh. And number four from Ika Restaurant. New names for Facebook. BDSM. Building, developing, sharing moments.
Wow. I prefer just the letters.
Just the letters?
Huwag mo na bigyan ng ano. Huwag mo na bigyan ng meaning. Okay na yung letters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three from Christer Salvador. Test book. Hindi Facebook. Test book. Bilang tambayan naman yan ng mga chismosang Marites.
Marites. Oh, yeah.
And from Maxim De Winter, ganun din. Marites book. Ang daming chikang masasagam.
Kasi yung mga personal life talaga, doon na ano eh.
Yeah.
Doon mo mababase eh.
Tsaka lalo na nga, kasi parang like sometimes when we're in the heat of the moment, you just wanna share what you're going through. So kunyari, away mag-asawa. Diba dapat technically that's between the two of you. But sometimes kung wala kang support group, you just wanna like vent and where do you go?
But you know, even my most embarrassing status posts, like yung mga nagpo-pop up sa FB memories, wala naman yung super detailed na
cringy
na mga rants. It's more, well, obviously puro cryptic yung mga posts ko, pero cringy pa din naman. But I think that's I find that more forgiving kaysa naman yung or more forgivable kaysa naman yung mga posts na parang sinabi mo ganito, ito
yeah.
yung iba.
Yeah.
And I see those a lot.
Yeah.
And some, alam mo, most of the time, hindi ko naman talaga like friend in real life.
Right.
Acquaintances, kanya sometimes, you know, people you just met once and
yeah.
never really saw again. Tapos magugulat ka na, bakit mo alam to? I shouldn't know mm-hmm. these things about you.
Yeah.
Now I know.
And
it's so
yung
weird.
Ano nga eh. Not that I disagree, kasi feeling ko talaga you're at the end of your rope. I just cringe. Yung,
yeah.
yung ano, yung, I know you know who you are. If you don't pay me within
mm-hmm.
ganito days, I will post your name.
Oh, I see that all the time.
How much you owe me and how long it's been since you blah, blah, blah. And nakikringe ako. Pero I do get it. I might actually do that myself if
you know. Parang nakita ko yun recently from ano.
Ano, I don't remember the last time I... Basta, matagal na. Pero I would see it regularly.
Alam mo kasi na last nagpost
sino?
Niya. Si Rico.
Ay, talaga. Aray ko.
May ganyan siya post.
Meron ba siyang gano'n?
May ganyan siya post. I'm not picture ko sa Facebook or sa IG story.
Kasi, diba, like I said, I don't disagree with it. Kasi nga minsan, that's your only recourse. Kung nga rin, lalo na pag inano ka na, ginost ka
naman.
Na.
Oo naman, yeah. For sure.
Ka na, hindi ka na sinasagot. It's like, you didn't give me any choice.
Mm-hmm.
I just cringe kasi that you're in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Kailangan ka pang pilipitin yung kamay mo para lang magbayad ka. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... I cringe for the other person. Not for
the person na sinisingil.
Yung the person na sinisingil.
Ah, syempre, hindi naman kasalanan yun na naniningil
diba?
Eh.
Number two from Camilo, the ego deflator. Kasi manliliit ka sa sarili mong buhay. Hindi ka makakeep up sa kasosyalan ng ibang tao. Or at least the seemingly kasosyalan ng ibang tao.
Mas ano yun sa Instagram? Mas marami.
Actually. Kasi they're selling not just material stuff but a lifestyle.
Yeah, for me kasi Instagram is, you know, aspirational. Facebook is real life for the most part.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero gets yung parang sometimes you're like, but parang 11 out of 12 months you're traveling in some wonderful place, you know, eating great food, staying in great resorts, and I'm toiling here.
You know what? I'm Facebook friends
7 days
with someone. I think antagal ko na siyang Facebook friend kasi lagi ko nakikita yung mga posts niya, and I don't remember ever meeting this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure she added me because I don't really add people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I won't send you a friend request if I don't
know you.
So I'm thinking she added me a long time ago. So we're Facebook friends. Grabe yung life niya. Nag-open siya ng hotel sa Spain. I'm like, sis?
Ito lang ang tanong ko eh.
Sis.
Wala akong tanong na iba eh sa'yo.
Mm.
Bakit hindi mo siya friend?
In real life.
In real life.
I swear to you, I don't remember how we became friends.
Okay, you know what? I will forgive you. Ito na lang. To make amends, gawa ka ng group chat natin. Gawa ka ng group chat, ha? Ha?
I swear! Ganon! Tapos yung parang not just that, ha? That's just one of the things that I remember off the top of my head. But ang dami niyang posts na parang she's in a different part of Europe, sometimes she's in... Tapos laging parang sobrang opulent lang talaga. Yung parang, girl... What?
Parang ano?
How are we friends?
Parang panging crumbs.
How are we Facebook friends? I swear.
Magano ka? Mag-DM ka? Sabihin mo. Friend! Balat!
Biglang familiar. Hey, girl!
Ano naman? Pakape ka naman.
Promise. Kakaiba siya.
And the top new names for Facebook comes from Manny Asymptomatic. Hami Masymptomatic? Kasige, ano? Gusto mo ng hamon, girl?
Manny Asymptomatic.
Hami Masymptomatic.
Layo.
Nalito siya dun sa opulence nung friend niya.
Gutom na, guys.
Manny Asymptomatic says, E-pals. Kasi madalas you're not really friends in real life, di ba? Parang ganun. E-ganyan. E-pals.
Oo, bagay. Pero
marami namang E-pal talaga sa Facebook.
Sobrang E-pal nila minsan eh. Nakakapikon eh.
It's the perfect name for Facebook. So if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag New Names for Facebook in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and it's time for the top 10 for today.
And we are live on Facebook, so please join us. Facebook.com/RX931. We are also on Twitch TV and YouTube Live. And like we said a couple of minutes ago, we will be doing TMR Taste Test for our in-between today. So watch out for that.
All right. So here we go. Let's thank our topic sender, Makil, for the topic. Thank you. We've got our top 10 new names for Facebook. All right. So let's start off at number 10. Let me just get on Facebook Live. Okie dokie. All right, so At number 10, coming from Archer Aguilar, new names for Facebook, 7-Eleven. Parang convenience store lang eh. Halos lahat nando na. Marketplace, ads, memes, like everything.
Actually, literally everything is there. It's crazy.
Okay. And let me see here. Number 9 from Juice Blank. Kanto book, tambayan ng mga titang chismosa. So para alam mo yung chismisan sa kanto, ito, sa Facebook.
Yeah, so you know, it's safer. You don't have to go outside the house.
You don't have to go outside. Perfect for the pandemic. Number 8 from Monja, space, cool. Memester. Wala lang, dito ka lang makakahanap ng mga laos at sikat na mga memes. Alam mo yung, like it's like one meme after another.
But it's so funny because sometimes you would see memes that went viral like 5 years ago to start to catch on again on Facebook.
Yup. And number 7 from Arvs and Carbs, General Purpose Tita Updater. Ang haba naman ang pangalan ng Facebook. Kahit emotional posts ko, may tita na nagko-comment, nangangamusta sa nanay ko.
Hindi talaga, never na ikaw yung kinakamusta nila eh.
Alam mo, hirap na hirap ka na sa heartbreak mo, sa whatever.
Sobrang dramatic na nung status.
Ang dramatic na nung status mo. Bigla na lang, oh, kamusta mo ako sa nanay mo? Kamusta na ang mama mo?
Paano naman ako? Kamusta yun naman ako?
Here I am, all emo, and it would be nice if you gave me some of the attention. Number 6 from Memski, Prayer Warrior. Lahat kasi ng dasal, dun mo nakikita.
Actually, di ba I told you before?
Yeah.
Yung super detailed prayer na, as in, parang talagang prayer talaga. I mean, prayer talaga.
And it's not like you're addressing your friends on Facebook. You're
No.
But it's there. You're
yeah, just they just it post there. It there. Yung parang, Lord, sana ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Like literally on Facebook.
Uh-oh, that's true. Number 5 from Whisker Dimples. Face cook. Kung saan niluluto ang mga bardagulan.
Face cook. Ang ganda ng face cook. I like that. Face I like cook. That.
Parang isa naman, di ba? Face look.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Number 4 from Camilo. New names for Facebook? The Echo Chamber. Actually sounds good. Just to reflect the reality of us being tribal on social media.
Ooh.
Alam, which is so, and I super agree with this. Minsan yung akala mo pag may nag-comment or nag-tweet or sa Facebook, they sound like they super know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, they're really just echoing somebody else's statement. Kaya minsan nagtataka ka, everybody talks in the same way.
The thing is, yung iba na assume na trolls yon kasi they have the same opinions. But actually, you see it even with people you actually know na parang,
exactly.
You know, I heard that before from someone else who share the same opinion.
Yes.
I think they just have the same source pretty much.
Yeah. And then saka even annoy. Even like literally they use the same word.
The same arguments.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. And number 3 coming from Christer Salvador. We experience this on a daily level. I spy. Dahil lahat ng ginagawa at sinasabi mo, minamanmanan nila.
And then you will see Taylor it sa ads. Oh, yeah. Totoo.
You know, there was a time if you were to bring this up, people would say that's science fiction. And it's unthinkable.
Well,
but
it's
now
true.
It's a fact of life.
I remember when my friend first told me that. You're right. Who listens to the show. She is the first one to tell me na, I swear my phone listens to me. Like, even like when I don't search for something, it just appears. When I just mention it, like for example, I'm talking to someone about a product, all of a sudden it will appear. And when I first heard that from her, I thought it sounded crazy. Like, what? No.
Yeah.
Pero OMG. Totoo talaga. Legit.
Legit siya. And us here in the booth.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're talking about we're talking about something completely like out of nowhere. Tas maya-maya makikita ko na sa Facebook, sa ano na may ad na about that thing that
as
we talked
in.
About. It's really crazy. It's so crazy. From Chenong at number 2, masquerade. Since you only see people by what they post, you can't see what really lurks behind the masks.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
Uh-oh.
And the top new names for Facebook comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
Tinder light. May landian at hookups, pero slight lang at hindi sing intense.
Ay.
You know how like we don't associate Facebook with hooking up?
Yeah.
The way we do with Tinder, Grindr, Bumble. Pero it is. Let's face it. It's probably the ultimate dating app. It's not a dating app, but obviously that's where a lot of hookups come from.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We've got one more batch of the top 10 new names for Facebook. But don't forget, we are going to be doing our taste test on Facebook Live.
That's right. So join us. Again, we're on YouTube Live and Twitch TV too.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And yeah, we did our TMR taste test. Nater na sa suot ko on Facebook Live. So sayang, you should, you know, hopefully you were able to catch us.
You can always watch the replay though, because it's going to stay there on facebook.com/rx931, also Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Thank you, Reese from the Foodie Station, for hooking us up with today's TMR taste test, indulged by Daisy Marie.
Right. So here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. We also have Marky, right?
Yay! My gosh.
Yes.
Can't believe you're going to.
No, I'm kaya pa, leaving the country for the first time. And I'm going to see all the rushers from Dubai, I think. A lot of them messaged me.
Wow.
They're telling me to go check out Expo. Oh. So I'm going to go meet up with them. Guys, watch out lang because I think I might actually have a gig while I'm there.
Wow.
So, oh come God. And watch.
OMG.
Someone asked me to perform. So I said, why not? I miss performing live.
Kaya
so,
ano,
let's see.
Kaya like later, pag aalis ka na, sasabihin namin sa'yo, Dubai boy!
Dubai boy will miss
Dubai
you!
Dubai boy will miss you!
Dubai boy. Sana Dubai boy lang, hindi the baby.
Ay! Huwag yung the baby. Doon tayo sa Dubai boy.
Sa Dubai boy na lang.
Yes! Uh-oh.
Ay, by the way guys, for the wake up quiz, baka the next winner might win our TMR taste test for today.
Oh!
So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, that's exciting. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Makil. New names for Facebook. Let's start off at number 10 from Arch Aguilar. Save file. Oh, this is so me. Lahat ng games ko sa Facebook naka-connect for my progress. This is one reason why
yes.
I panic over Facebook. Like when it's down, when news about changing directions and all that, I'm like, please don't, because all my games are saved on Facebook.
No! Naka-connect lahat.
Yeah.
That's so
I know
scary.
How you feel.
That's so
but
scary.
What I do is I connect it to multiple things, not just Facebook.
Whenever
so also
possible.
Also to my email.
Whenever possible. Kasi minsan, di ba parang pipili ka lang.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Speaking of games, di ba I've been spending my money on Match 3D.
Yeah.
That's what I've been playing for the past week. So apparently, I just found out they have a match pass as well. This is giving me Pogo vibes. So,
oh no.
When you purchase the match pass, it's only good for like, I think, I don't know, a day or whatever. May ano lang siya duration. Tapos, it's 515 pesos. Pero parang it's sulit naman. So I can just imagine yung match pass nyo kasi kayo multiple yung pinapurchase nyo in a day.
Okay.
Medyo wild.
Ano, supportado ka namin kasi we are
well,
not
I
one
mean,
to talk.
I don't know about you, Chico, but I haven't been spending too much.
Actually,
maybe,
hindi kasi hindi natin gusto yung ano eh, yung tier 5.
Maybe one, like one big purchase maybe every 3 weeks.
Okay.
No,
oh, that's
one
not
month,
too bad.
Like no, 1 month.
Parang ang laki na lang ano ah. Ang laki na lang natipid nyo ah.
Sobra.
Since before.
Ano, Chico, one big purchase per month per account?
Per account.
Lagi-laga na.
Pero one lang.
One lang.
Hello, dati, dalawa, tatlo per account, di ba? So at least ito, once a month na lang.
Once a month yung match pass? Or...
I don't know. Di ba match pass sa'yo yun?
Hindi. Ay, ano ba yung sa'yo?
No, it's like ano lang, coins.
Boxes. Mm. Ours is boxes. We buy like big boxes with
parang
different
ganun.
Things inside.
Ah.
Yeah.
And, okay, before we continue, Adrian would like to greet Advance Happy Birthday. Sabi niya, Happy Birthday to my queen, the love of my life, my best friend, my partner, my wife, Badette. I love you. I have a surprise for you. Well, besides the BBC Bites this Sunday.
Oh.
Bites, ha? Bites.
Nagulat ako. Parang ganyan yung pinapanood ko kagabi.
Okay.
Chico, di ba yung wife mo din, Badette?
I have no words. My body just left. My spirit just left my body.
Marky, punta ka na ng Dubai. Now na. Wag mo na hintayin yung flight. Alam paano ko aabot doon? Sipahin kita. Umabot ka ng Dubai. Ay, nako. And number 9 from Loki Fangirl. Pangit nung name niya.
Bakit?
No names for Facebook. Papay Musan. Kasi maraming FB users, sobrang concerned sa likes, sa comments.
Ano ba?
Tinatag ka pa sa post nila kahit wala ka namang kinalaman dun sa post para lang i-like mo. Can you imagine? It's like, oh, pwede kitang i-add sa papay mo sa...
Ang madami yung mga ano, TBH, yung mga parents na... nanghihingi ng like for their kids and like their projects or their homework or something like that.
Oo.
And then they tell you pa like, don't like this, like go to the ganyan and then that
post.
Yes. I never do.
Kumbaga parang don't explain because I will not like either one. Whether this or that.
Maybe I've done it siguro once or twice pero yun talagang friend ko ah. Yung kilala ko talaga. Hindi yung rando na nag-message.
Okay. And also, coming from the Super Malas guy at number 8, sana meron ding handbook, fitbook, teethbook para may proper representation.
Exactly.
Lahat.
Bakit puro face lang?
Neckbook. Oo.
Yeah, paano kung hipon ka? Oh.
Pag ano, pag mata. Matam?
Book. Ay, nako.
Diba? Mata eh. Matam, book.
Mm-mm. Pek. Ay. Ano? Pectoral. Book.
Pectoral book.
Pectoral book. Yun nga, that's what I was saying. Tinigil mo ako eh. Nilakihan mo yung mata mo kaya natakot ako eh.
Ginulo kita eh.
Ginulo mo ako, ang gulo mo eh. Mm-hmm. Textbook. Totoo, yun. Pwede.
And,
Thumbbook.
Oo.
Ang ganda. pwede.
Thumbbook. Mm-hmm. And also, number 7 from Memski, Batakbook. Dito mo mabubok yung batak sa kanto.
Naghahanap ng booking.
Ayan, ito, di ba? Naka-diet para pag rumampa sa Dubai. Dapat. Glistening. Ano yan? Ano yung sa ano? Ano yung sa... shimmering, shiny, splendid.
Shiny, shimmering, splendid.
Well, I mean, I gotta pay homage to Aladdin, right?
Yes.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Splendid. Napo.
Si Chico daw yung Jasmine. Di ba purple yung ano ni Jasmine?
Ay, oo nga. O dapat Marky ha, pag dapat meron kaming BTS ng backstage sa ano, sa fashion show, pag yung mga nagpapalit-palit kayo, ganun, dapat may BTS kami.
O sige, mag-send ako. Mm-hmm.
Yun!
Dadala din ako ng magic carpet. Tatanggalin ko yung carpet ko.
Oh my God, yes! Hindi pa ba? Doon na, when you go there? Or natapos
na? I'll do it
na.
There na.
You'll
do it
there.
If I do it here,
para fresh,
it's gonna grow
no?
back a little bit.
That's true.
So instead of, I'm just gonna veet, I guess, instead of waxing. Kasi natakot ako. Sabi nila buong katawan. I was like, wait a second.
Oo, alam mo nga, sabi nga ni Michael Jackson, di ba? Just veet it.
Just veet it.
Just veet it. Just veet it.
Number 6 coming from Juan Ramiel, Cloud Book. dumadami na ang clout chasers at tumatapang na mag-post. Well, yeah, it's the thing now online, not just on Facebook. Number 5 from Pangit at the Disco. No names for Facebook, the diary. Facebook brings up one of those your memories post 7 years ago. And no, I wouldn't hang out with a 16-year-old me.
I know. Diba tayo? Well, kami ni Rica, we love sharing our old Facebook posts na medyo cringy talaga when you look back. Parang, what was I thinking posting that?
Right?
Dami namin ganun.
Tsaka nag-cringe
ka. Si Marky, madaya nang didelete eh. Diba dinidelete mo na kasi kaya hindi mo na nakikita ulit?
No, I do see them. They're just hidden. But the thing is, I don't really have too many. There aren't too many times that I can think that I exploded or said anything in that aspect on Facebook about my own personal life. Maybe other people. I'm like, if they attack me, I'll attack them back. But when it comes to me and my own personal life, I rarely ever share.
Sa Facebook, you don't explode much, no? Pero like IRL.
No. IRL or Instagram. Depende sa DM.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo si Marky, hindi siya talaga nag-pour his heart out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He's had practice of not really sharing.
Saying anything.
Delix kasi, Delix.
Yeah. I fear for the law.
Diba?
Although I did not sign any NDAs, so watch yourselves.
And number 4 from Adobo Mix, Spacebook. Sa totoo lang, sadly, the app creates space and division among real friends, colleagues, family members. Tsaka alam mo yun, yung minsan parang ako ah, I just get so mystified na, okay, let's say person A, you completely get along with them. You don't have any beef with them. You encounter them and you're good. If they're a coworker, you work well together. If they're friends, you get along with them. You have fun with them when you go out. Tapos, they post something. Let's say it's a political post or it's a religious post or it's a whatever post. And just because they don't share your opinion on that specific topic, ang dami na parang, ayoko na pala siyang friend, sayang. Akala ko matino siya. Yung on that one thing that you don't agree on, parang F.O. na agad.
It makes me sad, actually.
It makes me so sad. Yeah. Na parang, sa totoo lang, it's not just that post. If we were to lay out all of our belief system to each other, I don't think we'll have any friends. Period.
That's true.
So, it's just sad when you judge a person by one decision, by one opinion, and everything else is, kahit let's say, you agree on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one topic you don't agree, automatic, F.O.
F.O.
Diba?
No, but okay.
It's so sad.
Like, this is just something that my dad has always instilled in me. Like, we sit in the dinner table and he always tells me this. Marky, do not ever post anything about religion or politics.
Oh.
That's my dad. My dad just, basically, as a finance guy, he was like, just don't. Avoid.
That's true.
And that's just coming from, you know, a parent who's been around for a long period of time.
That's true.
Ako, masinurin ako eh, kaya Daddy Strom, I will follow you. I will not.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
he says hi, by the way. I saw him yesterday.
Ah, talaga? Oh, say hi back.
Hi, Daddy Strom. Ang pangit. Hi, Mommy Strom. Hi, Daddy Strom. Para pareho, diba? Both.
Mommy Strom, I got your back. Ako, bahala dito. And also, coming from Manny Asymptomatic, or according to Hazel, Hammy Masymptomatic.
Sorry na!
New names for Facebook. Ang ganda nung name niya, status quo. Because it presents to people your status quo.
Oh, your status quo! Yeah, that's true.
Status quo.
Parang works both ways.
Oh my gosh!
K-O or Q-U-O.
Diba? And number two from Camilo, the pa-social network. Total puno ito ng mga social climbers, nouveau riche, and members of the middle crass. Hindi class, ha?
Crass.
And the top, new names for Facebook, comes from Patrick Starlord.
Patrick Starlord says...
Bilisan na lang natin, ha? Kasi 10:01. So, sabi ni Patrick Starlord, new names for Facebook, ZuckMe. Zuckerberg's Main Enterprise. M-E. So, Zuckerberg's Main Enterprise.
Enterprise.
ZuckMe? I love it! Diba? Sign me up! Let me create an account now.
Right now.
Right now.
ZuckMe. Parang sa Austin Powers, yung ZuckMe, ZuckYou. The twins. Diba they're ano together, Instagram and Facebook. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, Instagram, mm-hmm. ZuckYou.
Oh, pwede, pwede, pwede.
Diba?
Woo! Woo! Okay, so what about us? Oh no, oo nga no. I didn't think. What would be a good name?
Ombok. Ombok. Kasi mapapa-om ka sa mga ano eh. Di ba parang puro naman status posts na. It's like everyone is like posting their thoughts on so many things like political stuff, religion, kung ano-anong controversial topic. So parang di ba? Usually ganun yung start. True. Mapag kaya ombok.
Ako siguro ano, siguro I'll call it. Kasi let's face it, like, di ba parang mga micro-blogging sites na rin. So, I think more than usual, it has become a vlog more, or a blog or a vlog. So, maybe, Vlogog?
Vlogog?
Vlogog. Kasi it's, you know, it's like we post so many things na parang in-depth na siya. Hindi na siya yung parang, di ba dati parang pasundot-sundot ka lang?
Mm-mm.
But nowadays, you have like full stories, full explanations, arguments, etc., etc. Link upon link upon link. So, yeah.
Eh, di ba ikaw mas gusto mo yung pasundot-sundot lang?
Ay, hindi naman lagi. Ito ang gusto ko rin yung ano.
Full.
I guess ako, Facebook. Kasi there are a lot of people who are, you know, on Facebook who get angry. The trolls. A lot of trolls. Right?
So when they get angry,
paliwanag ka mag-isa mo. Facebook.
Suntukan, di ba? Suntukan.
Facebook.
Ay, ano nangyayari? Facebook talaga, Marky? Facebook?
Oh, di, ganito na lang. Ano na rin kita?
Daming trolls.
Sa, di ba dati sa Facebook, usong-uso yung slap you with a trout.
Oh.
Oh, di, hampasin kita ng tilapia and then we can call it Fishbook.
Fishbook! Ako kasi, pag sinapak mo ako ng isa, sasapakin kita double. So, double fistbook. Para, ano, di ba? Right fist, left fist, pak, pak. Mm. Pwede din, di ba?
Kasi double fistbook.
Ano yan eh?
Sakit nun, no? Double fistbook.
Hindi, ganyan kasi sakit talaga. Pag, di ba sa Facebook, ganyan naman. Pag may isang sumapak, yung isa, parang kaliwaan
eh. Paano mo ipapasok yan?
Alam nyo kayo, I kung saan kayo, kung ano
yung
book kayo.
How are you gonna tell Zuckerberg?
Alam mo kung saan libro kayo lalagay? Sa Blatter. Doon kayo magpaliwanag sa presinto. Umigil kayong dalawa.
Ay, nako, let's go na.
Can we?
All right. Well, before anything, I don't know if I'm gonna see you again in the next week. Please come and watch and support if you're in Dubai. My show, RC Kailan Atelier, I'll be walking the finale for his runway. God. It's all girls, 9 girls, and I'll be the last walk. And I'll be walking in some interesting shoes. Oh, so watch out for that. It's called Romantica. And for registration, go to arabfashionweek.org.
I wish there was a way to watch it online so we could watch you.
Dapat mag-ano ka.
I'll also send the online stuff.
Okay.
Mag-Facebook live ka nung pag-ano. Pag itatapon mo na yung carpet. Facebook Live mo.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
Ganda. Ay, nako. But yeah, make sure to follow Marquis' accounts para
yes,
you can wait for the pasabog post.
I can't wait for
yeah, especially all the people in Dubai. And if you want to come watch the show, come say hi. I'm sure there's like a meet and greet after. I'm gonna have a little show. Oh my gosh, I miss performing live. But come check that out. I think we'll do 6 songs. So
we're so excited for you. Woo!
Have fun. Stay safe.
Yes, stay
always
safe.
Always wear a mask when you can. And
use protection in all ways, shapes, or forms.
Exactly.
And come back in, safe and sound.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
It is a weekend.
Woo! Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
We'll
Bye.
The Wake Up Quiz on TMR. If you snooze, you lose.
The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
Get those brain cells stimulated. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. Also at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1. We'll be right back.